Well, I'm glad it passed, but I am not pleased with both the way that the U.S. has interpreted their abstention, nor their sense of satisfaction that they've done it. They've interpreted it as saying there's no change in policy, that it's not a demand for a ceasefire, and it's not a resolution that is enforceable. And they've made that point so that it undercuts the very importance of the resolution, and it makes their abstention questionable. And it's more like a PR purposes than for actually helping to end the fighting. It does send a message that there's a distance between the White House and Netanyahu, but the distance between them is not enough to make a change in the direction of this conflict yet. Until the White House shows courage and conviction, and takes the position that the fighting must stop or there'll be consequences, it won't stop.
Algeria's UN ambassador, the Arab representative on the council, thanked the council for finally demanding a ceasefire, but he said it is the responsibility of the Security Council to ensure the implementation of the provisions of this resolution. Is that doable?
Unfortunately, not. Without the United States backing that, it will not happen. That's the problem with the abstention, and that's the problem with the way the U.S. has interpreted the resolution as not a requirement, not enforceable, and therefore simply sending a message.
The resolution drew an immediate protest from the Israeli prime minister, who canceled a planned visit to Washington by a high-level delegation and accused the U.S. of retreating from a principled position by allowing the vote to pass without conditioning the ceasefire on the release of hostages held by Hamas. The delegation was supposed to discuss with U.S. military alternatives to Israeli intention to invade Rafah. What could happen now?
I think whatever is going to happen is what was going to happen. I don't think that whenever one Netanyahu didn't want to send a delegation, it was the president asked him to do it, actually insisted that he do it. Number two, I don't think there's a real interest in Israel in conducting a mass invasion of Rafah to begin with. I think that was a bogus argument to begin with. This is not about an invasion of Rafah. The Israeli military doesn't want to do it, and not just the U.S. And frankly, it would accomplish nothing other than kill thousands more and also kill many Israeli soldiers in the process. I think that we're seeing play out what Israel intends to do with Rafah, which is to make it a kind of a Jenin situation on steroids. They have the area completely cut off. They have the ability to go in and send squads to attack individual targets or groups of targets as they identify them. And I think they're content with that. Why Netanyahu made a fuss is more for domestic political purposes in Israel. It makes him look tough. It makes him look like he's standing up to the United States. The problem is that he doesn't have much to stand up to because the U.S. is not putting conditions, is not making absolute demands, and therefore it's kind of easy for him to play this game of being a victim of U.S. demands and standing tall in the process.
But would that resolution negatively impact the mediation to reach a deal between Hamas and Israel?
I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that there's actually a movement toward a deal. The demands that Israel is putting on this are out of line with what Hamas is willing to accept and what they want. So I'm not sure I even see this happening. I don't believe that there'll be a release of all the hostages until there's an absolute ceasefire and an enforceable ceasefire. And so I think everything in between is just an effort to kind of buy time or stall or not make the decisions that have to be made.